Tommy had our names up there a minute ago. I noticed out to the side of mine, they said, experience with the John Deere picker. And I want to say thanks to John Deere and Stover Manufacturing. I got a lot of experience this year with ginning cotton and picking cotton. And it was good. We ran the 7760 Pinnacle Picker during the fall of 07 over about 1,200 acres, and we picked about 800 round modules. Picked a little over a third of our crop, about 40% of our crop. We ran it in conjunction with two 9996 pickers, where we had three module builders and two cotton carts with those. And I'm going to tell you, the first day, you know, I heard about module pickers and what was coming, and the first day on the farm, it really didn't sink in until we go to the field and we send this round module picker over here to one field, and across the turn row we put two 9996s and three module builders and two cotton carts in there, and the dust is flying and you can't see, and we have a traffic cop over there, and on the other side of the turn row there's one man, and he's going from one end to the other and he's dropping modules. And you know, I said, this is it. This is what we've been waiting on. So it was very impressive. So we saw lots of advantages. And, of course, one was labor. Labor was big. And Mr. Hood and Mr. Parker spoke on that this morning. And it truly was big. We on the Pinnacle Picker, we figure it takes about 1.5 men to operate it. The one man, of course, to drive the picker. The other man, about a half with the module mover. And we estimated it took him from 2 to 3 hours a day to go out there and stage the modules behind the picker. So that guy was tied up for 2 or 3. Normally what we had him do, we had him help service the picker up in the morning. He got on the tractor, got on the mover, staged the modules up, caught up behind the picker, and then he went to another job, and normally it was driving a cotton cart. So next year, you know, maybe I'll have him cutting stalks or doing something like that. On the other system, the old system over here, we're running about 4.5 men per picker. So it was a savings of about three men, and two of those guys are usually pretty hard to find. One of them is usually full-time, so it's going to be good for that. Another advantage we saw is the non-stop harvest with the John Deere picker. And you know, the picker is able to go through the field, start to wrap the module, it's still picking the whole time, wraps the module, asks the driver to prompt, to unload the module on a cradle and carry it to the end and drop it when you make your turn. And something that was really, really impressive was that is the higher the yielding the cotton, the higher the cotton yielded, the more efficient this machine became, because it didn't stop. The other pickers are over here unloading cotton because the cotton's better. This picker's still going. Very impressive. We liked it. We with the cradle, we could carry these modules to the end, drop on turn row. We dropped, I think, out of 800 modules we built, we dropped two of them in the field. And those were the first day or so, we were kind of getting used to things and dropped a couple out in the field. The rest of the time, we were dropping them on the turn rows. And we, for example, we were picking some cotton, around 1,300 pound cotton, good irrigated cotton this year. A half mile long rows, and we were able to set every module on the turn row, one end or the other, without putting one in the field. That's a big advantage. And, not getting stalks tied up into the modules when you pick them up, not sending that stalk through the gin. And then we were able to move these modules with a stager. I thought that was going to be a hassle at first, but then I saw a real big advantage. In muddy, wet conditions, we can go out there with a tractor and pick up this 5,000-pound module with a mechanical front tractor, take it up to solid ground, truck can come right along, you know, stage four of them together, truck comes right along, picks them up. Real nice. We like that. Actually, it was something I thought was going to be a disadvantage, turned out to be an advantage when the ground got muddy and wet. To move on, another advantage we saw, Deere designed this machine to run all day. And compared to the 9996s, what we usually late in the afternoon, we're refueling, adding water, spindle cleaner. They have large fuel tank, large water tank. We could run all day. And also, to touch on the wrap, it held about 90 to 100 modules worth of wrap. And we experimented with two different rolls of wrap. One roll was 18 modules. The other was 20. It's different thicknesses. But so 90 to 100, you could load on there in the morning, pick cotton all day, you never have to unload. That translates to about 350 to 400 bales of cotton. You know, if I pick 350 to 400 bales of cotton with one six-row picker in a day, I want to stop and reload some wrap, because that means we've had a very productive day and very good cotton. So that was good. And talking about the wrap, you know, I was kind of concerned. These rolls weigh about 200 pounds. So, you know, how are we going to lift these things up, get them on the picker? Well, they've designed it. The engineers have done a great job with that. We do have to take two men and move the roll over. We set it on the cradle, little deal. We lift it right up. Electronic loads it right in. So it's very minimal lifting, easy to do. Two men lifting about 100 pounds a piece. It was not hard at all. And we loaded it every morning, whether we needed two rolls or three rolls, just so we didn't have to worry about it during the day. This wrap wraps this cotton up, sits it down on the turn row, and absolutely minimal cotton loss. Very, very impressive, because with the modules, we operate a gin also, and when you go out there and pick that module up and you take it to the gin yard and you set it down, you're leaving cotton every time. And, you know, my dad's kind of old school, and he's always on my case about going out there and getting some guys to pick that cotton up off the ground, and I'm the other way thinking, you know, that cotton's not going to pay for the labor to go pick it up. So I'm glad that I don't have to go out and pick that cotton up anymore with this plastic holding these modules together. We were real pleased with that. We left some modules out there for about 30 days on my farm, and we had some real rainy weather in October, and we were just real pleased with the protection of the modules. So we were generating some 32-foot rectangular modules. And the moisture had really jumped up on us, and we were having to crank the heat up in the gin to 300 or 400 degrees, and really affecting the ginning process. And modules of moisture was saying 16 to 17% and spiking, and just really making it hard to gin. And so we go out there and we get some of these modules we had on the farm for 30 days and all this rain, the round bales, and we bring them in, and we start ginning them, and they're running 4.5 to 5% consistently through the gin. No rotten cotton, no problems. I never would have believed if I hadn't seen it. And so definitely an advantage. The cotton is being protected. And you guys who are ginners, you know if you're running consistent moisture through that gin runs, that big animal runs lots better. So we were very, very pleased with that aspect. And that's about all I'm going to touch on the gin. As far as driving the pickers, wrapping of the modules and everything is automated. You just set it up. You tell it how big a diameter module you want. And when you're picking through the field, when it gets to that spot, it starts wrapping. Well, then you've got the tank there that holds the hopper that holds cotton, so you just keep picking. And I think Dave would tell you, but it's about 1,800 pounds of seed cotton, I think, somewhere in there, that it holds. So you just keep picking. Well, it wraps the module up, and then it prompts you, like I said earlier, to discharge module, because that was my first question. Hey, if this thing's going to be automatic, you know, what about these power lines? Well, it asks you to acknowledge it, push a button. Once you do, it lifts, lays it out on the cradle. And then you have a rear camera out back, and you can see the module on the cradle. So you know you're carrying it, and you can watch the trees as you turn around, which is something we should have had on the back of pickers a long time ago after I've wired together baskets we've put tree limbs through. So the camera is a must, John Deere. Please don't take the camera off. Another on operating the machine, it has I call it a big machine. It's not that much bigger when you set it beside the basket pickers, but it is larger, just in appearance. And they have these large tires on the back, and they revamped this rear axle where this machine will turn around on a dime. You know, it really has a tight turning radius. And I was concerned about that with these large tires hitting the frame, where there's no frame for them to hit, the way John Deere designed this thing. And I think Mr. Parker said this morning, in the morning session, I mean, you could turn around and catch the next six rows if you wanted to. And that's nice to be able to do without a lot of backing up and turning. So they handle better than the 99-96 pickers. The drivers, you know, it's a little more complicated than a 99-96. You got a little bit more going on. to load the wrap when you have a you know, about 20 modules and the wrap, and you get 20, you make 20 modules, you got to stop in about 5 minutes. You can go back there, load the wrap in. It's not that hard of a process, and frankly, you need to get down and walk around a picker every once in a while. Used to, we're dumping them and we're looking at them, and now we're not stopping. So every 20 modules or so, it's a good idea to get down, walk around the picker, and make sure everything's all right. Load your wrap in, go, and it, like I said, you're down in about 5 minutes. But wet ground, you know, picking when it's muddy. We didn't get into, on our farm, we didn't get into any truly wet conditions, but we did get into some soft conditions. And the rear tires on this thing add a lot of flotation. I was somewhat worried about that with compaction, with ruts. But running against 99-96, we just really didn't see that much difference. So that eased our mind a little. But we didn't get it into any real tough mud either, like happened a few years ago down in the Delta, Mississippi Delta. But overall, we were very pleased with the Pinnacle. We thank John Deere for allowing us to run it, to get some experience with it. We thank Mr. Jimmy Stover, Stover Systems, for working with us at the gen to gen them. And I guess this time I'll take any questions. Did you hear? Could you repeat?
Okay, the question was, what's your experience with the plastic level at dealing with the plastic at the ginning level?
Right. We didn't have any problems. We liked it. We can, RGN, you know, top speed, 61, 62 bales an hour when you're running everything great. Most of the time we're running the mid-50s. And so as we could get the plastic off, no problem. The Stover system, you know, could move it up and had plenty of time. We think maybe you could do 65 or 70 bales an hour with the Stover system. So in that aspect, handling, no problem. We had a couple of guys that after you cut it, pulled the plastic off as it turned, put it in the floor. And then, you know, those are the guys that are normally untarping the module. And I think Francis is going to touch on that a little bit more in a minute. And then we put it into just a little press, like a cardboard press. We got a company to get us one of those, and we pressed it out into big bundles, and we're recycling it. Does that answer your question? Okay.
Yes, Steve.
No, sir. We made a decision before the season, and we looked at doing that, handling four as one. But then we kind of backed off of that, and we treated each module as an individual. So the biggest problem was tagging the modules, I guess. But we made a little stick-on type module tag instead of the wire, and we just stuck it on the plastic, and we took a Sharpie, black Sharpie magic marker, and we wrote the number, tag number, or whatever you want on there in case the tag comes off. We didn't have any tags come off. So we treated each one individually, and as we ginned them, we scanned the tag. We use a remote bell entry to gin, and we scanned tags in off modules. We have a barcode, and we scanned each one as we went along. And we found out it wasn't long. These pickers make very consistent modules once you get them set. Now, once you get to the end of a field or something and you may have a little small one, but overall, they're very consistent. And they ended up averaging 3.83 500-pound bales per module. So we figured out, we've got 3.8 here to deal with. So as we're ginning our producer's cotton, we just tried to cut those modules at three, and then we'd do four, 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 and then three. And then we ended up pretty well about right. But we don't switch producers a lot at the gin, so that helps us. Someone else who switches producers a lot may have a little more trouble. We may run a couple thousand bales on a producer. So we were able to, you know, keep the cotton separate. But we did treat them all individually. And I found one advantage for being left-handed, while you're asking, is you can fold your mirror in and you can drive along the side of those modules and slap them on with your left hand and write your name on them. So I did one advantage over the right-handers. Does that answer your question, sir? Thank you.
At one time, I heard that they had the radio frequency tags putting in those modules. Is that the case?
We did a little work with Deere on that. That's up to Deere to talk about. That's something that I'm not at liberty to talk about. Yes, sir. Right, the module covers were, and I think were $25 a module for roughly 3.8 bales. You can do the math, it's around $6 and something a bale. And on the recycling, Deere's working with that right now and helping us on that, but right now it's very minimal. I think I'd be scared to speculate, but it's in the 3 to 10 cent range per pound. So it's very minimal. Probably it's not enough to really to help out right now. But maybe there's with this, as this comes on board with Deere in another year or so, we might see someone hopefully pay us a little more money for that plastic.
Okay, I think we have time for one more question.
How much does the wrap weigh? I don't know.
You said the whole roll weighed 200 pounds?
Pardon me?
The whole roll.
Well, I guess you could figure it out that way. 20 wraps weigh 200 pounds. So 10 pounds, right?
And we have one more right here.
We didn't see it on the gin saws or in the gin in the bale. No, sir. We did have a couple situations where we had a little bit of wrap, just kind of a tailing of some wrap and thing, but Deere worked that out and didn't see that anymore. It was a faulty machine that was having some trouble with that. The Stover system goes a long way in stopping that. They're reading a tag on there that turns that module to exactly the right spot to cut it, so you don't get any of these fragments. That's very important. But we did not see any problems, no, sir. And haven't had any complaints for any mills or buyers or anybody, but now a lot of this cotton is still in the warehouse. But right now, I haven't had any complaints from anyone.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate it.